What do you mean?
Mary approached Martha, who was now leaned back in the recliner, holding onto the armrests like she was afraid the chair might take off or fall into a pit so deep she would only have the armrests to hold onto.
Martha?
I don't know how to tell you this, she said.
Tell us what, Martha?
Mary asked, getting slightly annoyed with her old friend. Martha had always been annoying, but this time was different. This time it was serious.
Did you do something?
Martha looked at her, her eyes torn in fear.
I think this might all be my fault.
What is?
This, them coming here, them being at Wayne's house, Mrs. Kilcommon's death. Oh, dear Lord, Josh told me how they killed her in the street. It's all my fault. I killed Mrs. Kilcommon's.
Martha had a dramatic side and always had a way of making everything about her, but this was taking it to another level, even for Martha.
Why would you say that, Martha?
Because I told them about the hole.
What are you talking about?
Martha groaned.
In the Bahamas, I was drunk. One evening, the first one after we arrived, Carl was so boring. All he wanted to do was to watch TV in the room, so I went to a bar. I was so sad because this was supposed to be our big trip and all. We were supposed to be together, and still, it felt like he didn't want to spend any time with me.
We've been over this, Martha, Carl said.
I know, Martha said, but this is part of the story, all right? I have to explain myself.
What did you do? Mary asked.
I was at the bar, drinking my drink, when this woman came up next to me and ordered a drink. She looked so lonely, and so was I, so we started to talk. She wasn't very chatty, so I just babbled on and drank more and more of those drinks. I don't even remember the name of them, but anyway, I was tipsy, you could say that. And I spoke about Carl and our marriage, and then about Joanna and Josh, and finally, I might have mentioned our crazy sheriff and his weird hole in the backyard, and how he believed his dead daughter fell into it, and kept calling him around midnight, telling him things about the future. And, well, the woman, as you might guess, was Chinese, or at least she was Asian. I never can tell them apart if they're from one part or the other, but I guess they feel the same way about us, right?
All eyes stared at Martha in Mary's living room. Not a soul moved. No one coughed or even cleared their throat. She wasn't even certain they blinked. Mary did the same, simply stared at her old friend, completely at loss for words. No, that wasn't true. She had many words, so many things she would have liked to say to Martha in this moment, but none of them were very nice. And she still cared deeply for her old friend after all, even though the woman was a complete idiot.
So you told them about the hole. You brought them here, to my beloved town. You,
Mary finally said.
I'm afraid so,